Welcome to your five for today. Some years ago, there was a BBC television series called Restoration. It was first aired in 2003. It was a series which featured 30 listed buildings from regions all around the UK. England, Wales, Ireland and Scotland. Each of the listed buildings were of historical and architectural importance. Unfortunately, over the years, they had fallen into decay and were desperately in need of remedial work. It was only a matter of time before some of these buildings would be beyond saving and lost forever to their region and to the nation. What made this series very different and compelling was the fact that viewers had it in their power to save one of these buildings. By means of a telephone voting system, the viewers could choose which of the most important buildings could be saved and awarded a heritage grant of £3 million to begin the necessary remedial work. Investigating each building in the heats were the show's two resident ruin detectives, or perhaps I should refer to them as architectural experts, who would relate the history of the building, its original purpose, its use and setting. Using clever computer graphics, the buildings could once again be brought to life right in front of us on the television screen, and viewers could see how they would once have looked and how they probably would look if finally restored to glory, were they to win a popular vote. Buildings falling into neglect and decay is all too common and easy a process. It happens all around us. Restoration is difficult, time-consuming and very costly. But ultimately it must be worth it to preserve and keep something for future generations to enjoy. Unfortunately, despite all the very deserving causes, one building only could win, receive the £3 million prize money. The winning building in the 2003 series was the Turkish Bath section of the Victoria Baths in Manchester. There is a psalm in the Bible which many of us will be familiar with, the 23rd psalm, often called the Shepherd Psalm. That's the one that begins, "The Lord is my shepherd." It's short, sweet, and to the point. The writer speaks of what the Lord, his shepherd, has done for him. One of the important things that he has done is, he restores my soul. Sometimes people's lives are just like those listed buildings that once stood proud and tall, and maybe because of difficult times and circumstances, have lost the peace and the joy, and life has become an uphill struggle and a slog. It's very sad and worrying how many people in society suffer from some kind of anxiety and depression. Can I just recommend and reassure today's listeners that one of the things this shepherd does so well is to restore such people. I think the simple chorus that we sing puts it so well. Oh happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Our soul's need can be fully met, restored by this good, kind, caring shepherd. His identity is revealed in the part of the Bible we call the New Testament. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." Only one building could be rescued and restored in the TV series. But Jesus can and does rescue and restore many people, and without cost to anyone except to himself. He paid the price by giving his life for us. Can you say in all honesty that the Lord is your shepherd? If not, then why not trust in him today? And let him do the work in your heart that he's already done for millions of others. He is the great restorer of the heart. Thank you for listening.